Hey, Andy, this is Brown's Media Room. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
All right, we're going to open you up to questions here to the media.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, on draft day, could you ever imagine that you'd be the starting quarterback in week one?
Well, it's something that I hoped for, and I knew coming into this situation here in Cincinnati that the job was going to be open. And so, I was able to get a lot of reps in training camp and, felt good and felt comfortable. So, hopefully I just can keep getting better every day.
Andy, you played against Colt McCoy one time, I think, at college. What's your remembrances of him in your game?
Now, he's a great player, and he did a lot of good things in college. And, it's going to be fun to go against him and hopefully go against him for a while.
What should people expect from you Sunday specifically, but this season?
You know, I think just, managing the game, going out and just doing what I'm coached to do. Not trying to do too much, trusting the guys around me, and hopefully put this team in a position to win every game that we're in.
Can you tell us a little bit about Jay Gruden's offense and how you think you fit in it?
I was fortunate to come into a good situation. The way the West Coast offense is, it's very similar to what I was in college, and just the way we're calling things and terminology and all that kind of stuff. So, I feel very blessed to come into a situation like this where it wasn't a huge learning curve for me. So, this offense is capable of doing a lot of different things. We getting the run game going, get the quick game and throwing the ball down the field. So, there's a lot that we can do.
Andy, how have you dealt with the whole Carson Palmer being in the background kind of thing? I know, his name still gets brought up down there.
Yeah, his name's, going to keep getting brought up, I'm sure. But, it's nothing that I've even worried about. I haven't even, really thought much about it. It's, he's not here right now, and it's, I feel like everybody's kind of, taken me in and, has really helped me out and with this whole situation, and no one's really been worrying about what Carson's doing.
Andy, tell us about it, A.J. Green. What kind of player is he? What's it like throwing to him?
He's a great player. He's come in and made some great catches, and he's able to do a lot of different things, everything that we ask him to do. So, he's an exciting player, and, getting the ball in his hands is something that we're going to try to do.
There's been a lot of losing here and a lot of losing there in Cincinnati. Do you feel like that the pressure to turn this team around?
I don't have any extra pressure from anybody else. I feel like I put enough pressure on myself to go out and perform and play well and to know all the ins and outs of what's going on. So I don't have any added pressure on me.
Hey, Andy, this is your first NFL start, but I would imagine you've been starting at quarterback since you were 8 years old in Texas. Is that the case? I mean, just talk a little bit about, your roots as a quarterback when you were a little kid.
Yeah, I've always played quarterback, and I guess ever since, not necessarily my first year of football, but second year on, I was always the starting quarterback. So, this is something that I've dreamed of my whole life, of getting an opportunity to start in the NFL. And I feel blessed to get that opportunity in my rookie year.
Hold on 1 second, Andy. Hey, Andy, going back to A.J. Green for a minute, is there something specific that you think separates him from other receivers?
No, he's got all the attributes that you want. He's, a big guy, can go up and get the deep ball, can run really well, will, go across the middle. He does it all. And so there's not much that we ask him to do that he can't do.
Hey, Andy, did Colt McCoy and, guys like Sam Bradford set the bar pretty high for a rookie stepping in there?
They did. It was good to see what they were able to do, come in and play well their rookie year. So, I'm hoping to follow in their footsteps.
What do you know about the Browns' defense?
They're a big physical defense. They run well. And so, it's going to be a good challenge for us. Going in, we're I feel like we've got a good game plan coming in. So, it's going to be a fun game.
In addition to obviously working a lot with Jay. Have you talked at any length with John Gruden?
I have, and I was fortunate enough to go do the little Gruden camp that he had before the draft, and I got to sit down with him and talk with him for a while, and just about different things with offense, defenses, and all that kind of stuff. So, I got to know him really before I got to know Jay.
What do you think the emotions will be like Sunday, 1 o'clock?
You know, there'll be a lot of emotions going in. It's the first game of the season, on top of it being 9/11. So I think there'll be a lot of guys amped up, ready to go. But the big thing is we have to control those emotions and go out and, play like we've been practicing and just, not put any added pressure on ourselves.
Is Joe Hayden a guy you think you need to be aware of?
Yeah, you definitely see him on film. He was a first-round pick, and so it was deserved. He definitely deserved that. So we'll definitely know where he is.
Andy, what were you doing on 9/11 10 years ago? How did you hear about the news?
I was actually in, I think it was my second period of, 7th or 8th grade. I'm trying to think. One of those. I was in junior high, and I remember hearing about it, and then we went, into our athletic period, and the coaches had some stuff on their TV and stuff, so kind of figure out what was going on. But I remember I was in junior high.
All right, thanks for taking time, Andy.
All right, thanks.